We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside to
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The fight for superiority is on in Los Angeles as the Bruins draw the Trojans this week. And with that, we welcome you into the Bruin Insider Show for Bruin basketball legend and NBA superstar Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I am Brian Fenley. We are the three-headed attack here, and we've never lost a three-on-three pickup game, so there's that. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter. Nick is on Twitter at NKOOP. Tracy is at Real Tracy Murray, and I'm at Brian Fenley. Be sure to tweet us your observations of this Bruin basketball team and give us all the reasons for why UCLA is going to beat the Trojans on Saturday. That would be gladly appreciated. All right, as far as the menu, what to look forward to for this next hour on the program? A high dose of UCLA basketball. So an appetizer would be looking back at the Oregon State game on Saturday, which UCLA was able to do. What did we reveal and what did we see from this UCLA team from that contest? Then into the main course, we're going to spend a whole lot of time looking at USC, a matchup that is slated, as we said, on Saturday. Also, Nick, Mick Cronin is going to spend the second half of the show with us, so we're going to have a detailed conversation with him, and we'll look at other storylines that have infiltrated this Bruin basketball team.
Yeah, it's a great time to kind of reset things here at the halfway point of the conference slate. 10 games down, 10 to go. And if you said a month ago, Chris Smith is going to suffer a season-ending ACL injury in the first Pac-12 game, and then the Bruins would go out and start 9-1 in conference, I think you take that every single time. I think Bruin fans have to be happy about how the rest of this team has stepped up in January. Now, by the way, great to see Chris on the sidelines after getting his surgery, too. And now I think we're starting to see the Bruins win games with their defense. They did it against Oregon State. We saw it a week or so ago against Cal. And when we bring on Mick Cronin, I'm going to ask him if he thinks the defensive side of the ball is starting to round into form, much like it did around this time last year, Brian.
No question, and it's a Bruins team right now, 9-1 in the Pac-12 standings, first place, and they have first place by a game and a half lead over, yeah, you guessed it, the Trojans. So a whole lot is going to be decided in this upcoming game on Saturday. And coming up next, we're going to bring in Tracy Murray as we tip off our coverage, looking not only at the USC game coming up, but most importantly, most recently, the win against Oregon State. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, it's readily apparent that as the weeks continue to elapse, the UCLA basketball team has the chutzpah, the DNA, to win in a variety of different ways. And sometimes, quite frankly, it's not always the most aesthetically pleasing, like what took place on Saturday, a 57-52 win against Oregon State. It was a contest where the Bruins had to grind it out. Their offense wasn't going, but they found ways around that. Tracy, when you look at some of these lower scoring, really strong defensive performances from UCLA, like I said, I think I see a lot of maturity from this club, and that it's also a sign that they are well coached, that they've bought in, and that even if a lot is not going right, they control what they can control. And what is that? That's intensity, that is curbing mental errors and winning the rebounding department and finding a way. And I just see this as a common trend for this Mick Cronin coach team.
Well, one thing you can say is that most close games, they know how to win. And I don't think Mick is completely happy with their defense, because there are possessions that they take off. And Mick is trying to get them not to take any possessions off defensively, because you never know how the offense is going to be. So they are good when they need a stop at the end of the game. They're really good at that. They really focus in, and then they get that stop and they get that rebound. But can they sustain that over a whole half or a game? I don't know. I just don't know if they're built like that defensively and from a mindset point of view, because most of these guys come from programs where they were the scorer, not necessarily the defender, with the exception of Jalen Clark.
What strikes me, guys, as we're talking about this, is that the team never seems to panic, at least just watching. You don't get that sense. More to your point, Brian, 8 of 10 conference games have been decided by 6 points or less. And I was thinking back to when we were talking with Wayne Cook during football season, and we were talking about how in all of their losses, there was a play or two that could have turned all of them into wins, and how a lot of times in sports, teams need to learn how to win before they take that next step. And this team does have a knack for finding a way. They're 9-2 in games decided by single digits. Tracy, do you think there's any credence to that idea of having to, quote-unquote, learn how to win?
I think they learned that last year down the stretch after that Stanford game where things turned around. I think they watched plenty of tape to where, you know, they bought into to what was happening last year, and they made the adjustments. And they almost ran the gauntlet to the end until COVID hit. This year, they didn't really pick up right there where they left off and continue. But you see them starting to turn the corner defensively a little bit now. But you got to understand also there's new pieces in place that wasn't here last year that may not be that lockup guy that they have to learn how to at least contain and rotate defensively. That will help everything out if they – would figure out how to be on the page of the defensive system.
That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show. Speaking of a piece to the UCLA basketball equation, who has been with the program for a few years, and I'm bringing up Cody Riley. The difference is, guys, he has really turned into a closer. When the Bruins are looking for some sort of surge, a boost offensively, especially when the game tightens up late, it's let's feed it into Cody Riley. And Jaime Jaquez, after the win on Saturday against Oregon State, said, look, the offense at this point is running through Riley. If he gets double teamed, he draws in defenders, and then you can find a spot up shooter. And then if he can't put in the basket, well, he's probably going to get fouled and go to the line. And he's been pretty good from the stripe as well. Tracy, what do you make about how he and Cody Riley has morphed into the guy down the stretch? And then Mick Cronin recently had so much praise for Riley. In fact, he said just the other day that nobody works harder than him at practice, and he is the best player in practice.
Well, there's no question that Cody Riley wants to be good. I don't think anybody comes to UCLA unless they want to be good and to further their career afterwards. So you put in the work, and then you'll get the results from it. And that's what's been happening with Cody. The only time Cody really struggles is against bigger, longer, stronger defenders, which is coming up with SC. So I'm curious to see how he's going to do against them. But against guys his size, maybe not as strong, and he can use his force, or he's able to pull a guy like Roman Silva, who is not very fast but tall, and be able to face him up and get by him. So he's going to have to use those counters moving forward to be effective against other centers.
What struck me watching Cody on Saturday is we're starting to see a lot of the little things help him really develop an all-around game. We saw last season that low post game really emerge down the stretch for the Bruins, but he's adding more this year. That mid-range jumper has been incredibly consistent lately. He's rebounding at a higher rate, and things seem to be slowing down for him. I remember two plays distinctly, Tracy, on Saturday. First one, he catches the ball on the block, back to the basket, patiently surveys, and then he whips an on-time pass cross-court to David Singleton. He buries the three, and then a bit later, he catches the ball at the top of the key, and he looks more like a wing as he crosses over the defender in the lane, finishes at the rim. What do you think about the other things that Cody Riley has added to his game that have helped made him an all-around better player?
Well, he's going to have to continue to work on those because, you know, as he gets double teamed, he's going to have to learn how to pass out of the double team. Or he's going to have to learn how to score faster as the double team is coming towards him. I think he needs to watch. I'm not saying do the dream shake, but watch some Hakeem Olajuwon tapes because he knew how to score and be effective against double teams. You know, you got to use a retreat dribble. If a double team is coming at you fast and you need to get rid of the ball, a retreat dribble, see what you have, find the open guy and get rid of it. Or if the double team is coming and you feel like you can get to the basket, you either split the defenders as the double team is coming or you have a quick spin baseline where you can score that layup. So he's going to have to figure this out moving forward.
As good as Cody Riley was down the stretch, and as you, Nick and Tracy, were alluding to, the Bruins gave up an 8-0 run at the end of this game. They were only up by three, under a minute to go, and with it being a three-point difference, the Beavers had the basketball, and I want to run through what probably was the game-defining play where you had Jules Bernard back in the game playing defense on Ethan Thompson. It was really good to see Jules Bernard back because in the first half, he was levitating in the air and took a nasty fall and took a while to get back up and walk off on his own power, but he was back in playing defense on Ethan Thompson. And as Thompson, Tracy, tries to turn the corner and drive to the basket, he slips. There's no foul call, even though he's looking for one. And then the ball goes out of bounds as it just dribbles out on OSU. So what was your takeaway from the defensive sequence there and how the Bruins were able to lock down the Beavers when it mattered most?
Well, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. That one possession, when they need a stop, they seem to get it. The one possession in Stanford, when they needed to get a stop before the inbounds play, Jalen Hill blocks the shot. You got 0.8 seconds. They seem to get the stops that they need to down the stretch. But that 8-0 run that you were talking about, that's what makes me nervous. Because that 8-0 run can happen when the other team is up, not when they're down. So that's what scares me, is that they give up too many unanswered runs. And that can be problematic moving forward, but hopefully they can keep the game under control to where they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's especially something to keep an eye on as the Bruins go up against a better offensive team coming up on Saturday. We're going to get into that matchup coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hello?
Hi, Bill. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we heard you could use some help paying for gas.
Yes. My wife has been battling cancer for 2 years now, and it's really a big burden to have to pay for gas to drive back and forth for my wife's chemo treatment.
Right.
Round trip, it's almost 145 miles.
Wow.
It would really be a great blessing to not have to worry about that gas.
Well, Honda would like to help. We're going to cover the cost of gas so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. That would really help a lot.
Today we helped a family in need, and we can help you too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda. Like the Accord, a Car and Driver 10 Best winner a record 35 times. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Bill is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Car and Driver, November 2020.
Places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
A battle for the top of the Pac-12 standings. UCLA at number one, USC at number two. Those two teams squaring off at USC, 7 p.m. on Saturday, and we're going to preview this matchup. It's one in which it's probably going to be an absolute grudge match in the paint, because you have a lottery, surefire lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft in Evan Mobley, who is 7 feet. He's a dunkaholic, a guy who has a 7'5" wingspan, manning things in the middle. His brother Isaiah is on the team as well. His dad, Eric, is an assistant on the team. And it's very interesting, guys, is that a lot of the Trojan players have played AAU ball with the Bruins, part of the Compton Magic group. And so these guys know their tendencies so well. So not only is it a rivalry game, not only is it one versus two, but these guys have been playing with each other for years, even before college. Tracy, as far as Evan Mobley, a game ago, he had 5 dunks. He's expanded his game. He's not just a back-to-the-basket kind of guy. And his AAU coach even said he's got a mixture of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant. Now, maybe that's going to come. I don't see that yet. What do you see?
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's saying too much right there. I think he's a good player. I don't think he's either one of those two. But I think, you know, maybe with a little bit of work, maybe he can get to that point. But, you know, Giannis is a point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't see that out of Mobley. And Durant, I mean, come on, he's a stone-cold killer shooting the basketball. He can put the ball on the deck. He can create his own shot. I don't care what defense you throw at him. He's one of the all-time best scorers that's come through the league. So I can't see that with him and those guys. I don't like that comparison. But he's solid. He's a good player. And he's going to be a really good player if he continues to work. But he's 7 feet. He can face up. He can post up. He can catch a lob. It's going to be a heck of a challenge for the Bruins in the paint. Now, we're, you know, talking Cody Riley up. This is going to be a major test for him. He's 6'8". You got Mobley, who's 7 feet. You got Evan Mobley. You got Isaiah Mobley, who's 6'10". You got Peterson, who's 6'8", who's going to be running in there. You got Isaiah White, who's 6'7". He's going to be running in there. This is probably the biggest team in America. Their point guard is 6'2". So it's like, and you wonder, where is UCLA going to get any easy baskets at?
Yeah, and Chavez Goodwin, another guy you're going to hear from on Saturday, physical grad transfer from Wofford, who's going to come off the bench. He's 6'9". So, yeah, USC and Stanford, they're probably the two tallest, longest, most athletic teams that UCLA is going to face this year. So, Tracy, we talked about this a few weeks ago, that the Bruins have apparently been working on a two-forward lineup more in practice. So, with USC putting these guys on the floor at the same time, Isaiah and Evan have both been starting every single game. Do you think it makes sense for the Bruins to have both Cody Riley and Jalen Hill on the floor at the same time in this game? Obviously, foul trouble could potentially be a concern, but what do you think of that perhaps coming out this weekend?
Well, it depends. It depends on what matchups you want to have. Do you want an advantage offensively, or do you want defensively to match up with them? Are you going to make them match up with you, or are you going to match up with them? So that's what it really comes down to, whatever tactic that Mick has in place for USC, because you don't know what you're getting out of Jalen Hill from night to night. His game is very moody. It depends on if he gets involved early or get a lob or start feeling good about himself. Now you can count on him defensively and his energy being high. But if he's not included, what is he going to do? Cody Riley is a below-the-rim guy. Will he be able to be effective against those long athletic guys? And you saw the struggle against Stanford. And will Tiger Campbell be able to penetrate and get those floaters or get to the basket with all of that shot blocking up in there? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered during this game.
That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show. So, yeah, the Bruins, the last two games, guys, they have been outscored in the paint. And this one would certainly present another challenge where, as Mick Cronin has said, we can't rely on those mid-range jump shots. Our three ball wasn't necessarily going in the words of Cronin, in the game against Oregon State. I believe the Bruins in the first half shot 3 of 14 from three-point range. And you go, guys, back to the last time these two teams played in a packed house at Galen, with it being a low-scoring game again. It was 54-52. Jonah Matthews hit that topside three as he was able to stick it right over Jalen Hill at the horn. And so if we rely on the three ball, I don't see that that's going to be conducive to a Bruin win. So, Tracy, the question is, how in the world do you get the most out of your guard play? You alluded to it with Tiger Campbell. But how about guys like, you know, Jake Kyman or Jaime Jaquez? What can they do to take some of the pressure off the bigs that are going to be thrust into some very treacherous situations in Hill and Riley?
Well, my answer definitely wouldn't have been with those guys. My answer would have been, get your best defensive unit out there and pick up full court and try not to let them come across half. Because if they come across half, now you got to deal with the size. You know, I think you need to speed the game up. Defend full court, tire them out, make them miss, beat them up the court, and try to get layups. Because if they're set defensively, the Bruins are in trouble. If they're set offensively across the half court, the Bruins are in trouble because of their size. They're just so big and versatile. So I think you need to get up in them defensively, make it uncomfortable, pressure them, force them into turnovers, speed them up, and then get out in the open court and try to get some easy buckets. Because if you think you're going to get easy buckets in the half court, you've got another thing coming.
Tracy, I think what you're talking about is leading right into what I think is maybe the thing to watch for in this game and the battle on the boards. USC is number two, UCLA number three in terms of rebounding margin in the conference. Both teams have thrived on the offensive glass, getting second chance points, extra trips to the free throw line. And obviously, as we've said, UCLA will be giving up some size at times, much like they did against Stanford. Rebounding, such a simple thing, Tracy, but how do the Bruins ensure they end up on the plus side in this game?
It's simple, but not simple, because this team is averaging 41 and a half, almost 42 rebounds a game. When you have a big team like this, you got to block out. UCLA's not great at blocking out. They have to block out this game. Put your butt in their knees and push them out. If you don't do that, you're going to get destroyed on the offensive boards. There's going to be tip dunks. It's going to be embarrassing if these guys don't get physical and do the small things like blocking out to preserve, to get that rebound, to secure the rebound and get out in the open court and get something easy.
All right, coming up next, more discussion into the road ahead for UCLA. Plus, did you hear what former Bruin head basketball coach Steve Lavin said when assessing this team? He made a proclamation on television. We'll see what Tracy has to say about it. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town and Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys is keys, 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 all across the keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, apparently, former UCLA basketball coach Steve Lavin is a big believer in what Mick Cronin is doing with his Bruins this season. You might have heard this. It was just a couple days ago after a Bruin win against Washington State. Lavin, who works for Fox Sports 1, made this grand declaration that he thinks that the Bruins currently need to be considered a team that can win the national championship and one that deserves a one or a two seed. With that, I'm going right to Tracy Murray. You've heard these words from Lav. What say you?
I have to disagree with Lav at this point because I don't think the Bruins are playing defense like a national championship team. I don't think they have the scoring and that a couple of guys that can take over the game if the game gets tight, like most national championships teams do. They have the coaching. They have the blueprint. I just don't think they have the troopers. I mean, there's not one McDonald's All-American on the team. You know, these are guys that, you know, you're talking possibly one and done that can possibly get you 15 to 20 points a game. The Bruins don't have that. They have experience, which is good. That always helps, and that's why they're winning the close game. They don't really have the size that, you know, or the depth in the big man spot to really consider them in the national champion. I think they're maybe one or two pieces away. I'm not saying they're there now, but maybe next year, year after, they might have those pieces to where you can consider them.
So, Tracy, we've got this point in the schedule here because of the postponements with Oregon. We got back-to-back weeks. We got long weeks to get to a game over a weekend. But then it's 1 month to go until March here, and probably going to have some heavy weeks if those games with Oregon are able to be made up. Going to have to play a Monday-Tuesday game before playing again on Thursday, Saturday. So as you kind of get into the dog days of the schedule, Tracy, as a player, how do you keep yourself staying fresh and locked in and not looking too far ahead, especially for a team like UCLA, who is a tournament team right now? How do you keep yourself focused and locked in and not thinking about the future too far and what March is going to bring?
Well, here's the advantage that these guys have that all the other teams before them didn't have. They don't have to walk up and down those hills to class right now. They're at home doing it on the computer. Their legs are going to be rested. They're just going to practice every day, and they're going back home. So I think from a rest point of view, they'll be fine. They just have to stay locked in on the game plan, watching film, knowing what they need to do when they step out onto that floor.
Tracy Murray, one of the purest shooters to ever don a UCLA basketball uniform. We always appreciate your insights. We are going to listen to you on the broadcast on Saturday with Josh Lewin at 7 p.m. tip time. Tracy, thanks so much for coming on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Bruins.
Go Bruins, indeed. Well, coming up, Mick Cronin is going to join us. After the loss against Stanford, he said he doesn't sleep a whole lot. Well, they won against the Beavers, Oregon State, on Saturday. So how has the coach's sleeping patterns changed? We'll ask him that and so much more right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Too much time on smart devices isn't always the smart choice. Rent Come Play, now available at Redbox. When a lonely young boy struggling to fit in starts using his devices for comfort, a sinister creature uses him as a pawn to gain access to the real world. Now his parents must fight to save him from the monster beyond the screen. Watch Come Play and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We've got a celebrity in our presence. He is the current head coach of the 21st-ranked UCLA men's basketball team. Welcome in, Mick Cronin. Mick, you had said after the tight defeat on the road in overtime against Stanford, you had three sleepless nights. How have your slumber patterns been remedied by this latest win against Oregon State?
Yeah, I have a lot of sleepless nights during the season anyway. Even when we win, I'm, you know, it's just the way I am. I think when that stops and I become clear-headed during the season, it's probably then that's how you know it's time to stop coaching, I guess. Let somebody else do it. Let them stay up all night. But, you know, just trying to get better, guys. I think, you know, even if we'd have beat Stanford, you know, now they played really well, and they went down to Arizona and played well, and they could have easily won the game on the road at Arizona State. So very good team on the road, but we didn't do a lot of things well. Mental mistakes, which were frustrating. That's the thing that frustrates you most as a coach, when guys aren't carrying out assignments that were pointed out to them in preparation or in a timeout. So that's what really will send the coach to the frustration edge. To where he needs the yoga and the, you know, and the meditation and, you know, all types of things.
For a while, you were talking about the defense needing to catch up to the offense, and now there's three straight games here where you've held the opponent under 60 in regulation. I know, as you touched on, the Stanford game has its problems. Do you think the defense is starting to get to a good place for you?
Yeah, I think what I believe is that if you're going to be a good defensive team, teams can't score easily, and you have to make them uncomfortable. So they can't just come in and get the things that they practice and get what they want. Because if they get what they want, coaches are smart, right? They're going to run plays and they're going to play to their strengths. They're going to run things to get what they want, which is their best shooters, their best scorers with the ball in the positions they're most comfortable. So we're starting to take those away from teams. and you're seeing teams have to score on us late in the clock with things that they don't necessarily want to do. It doesn't mean you're going to shut a team out. But if teams are getting what they want and they find a comfort zone, that's when you're going to give up 70 or more. So we're getting much better here lately at taking things away from teams and not letting them get what they want out of their offense.
We're talking with Nick Cronin, UCLA head men's basketball coach, on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Mick, even with the victories, there seems to be this intolerance to winning by small margins when you know that you can win by a larger amount of points. What has seeing a guy like David Singleton after the win on Saturday against Oregon State, getting extra shots up after the game, signal to you about how much it means for him to do better personally, individually on the floor, but just that mindset as a team to never be satisfied, even if you win, but to continue to grow?
Well, first of all, Dave's a great kid. He's always putting in extra time. That's nothing new. I think that, you know, for you guys, you actually saw something that we see every day. You just happen to see it. Multiple guys that I'm doing this interview, half our team's still working out post practice on their own and with assistant coaches doing extra work. The thing that's hurt us the most with COVID is, you know, we have a tremendous practice facility, built by Mo Austin and many other of our donors that our guys can use with the keypad and the system that we have set up. The way they can enter in on their own. The problem with COVID is, you know, we check in the mornings once you leave the facility and our guys do class in the afternoon, you can't come back. And that's been the biggest problem with COVID. So they got to get all their work in like that. You know, David knows he can't come back at 9 o'clock to Mo Austin and shoot. So he's going to try to get some shots up in Pauley after the game. So we're more restrictive, obviously, as we should be. I'm all for it, but we're more restrictive than the rest of the country in California. So, you know, that's just a byproduct, you know, not good, because a lot of our guys come back, would like to come back 7-8 o'clock every night and get more shots up in the gym. It's just, you know, you got to go through protocols to be able to come back. So it's really not an option during the COVID. So we got to get everything done during the day.
With those Oregon games being postponed, you play just two games over the course of 2 weeks now here at the midway point of the conference season. How do you try to take advantage of that extra time now?
Well, we've worked on a lot of things that we think we're going to need going down the stretch on both sides of the ball, special situations. Obviously don't really want to divulge it, but just things that we think we might need to do offensively, defensively, whether it's putting in different things that or tweaking things that we already do. So it gives you some time as a coach from a practice standpoint. Try to rest some bodies. Obviously we're not going to, Jules Bernard took a rough fall, so he has Sunday off. We're not going to let him do anything contact wise for a few days. Because you got to hold him back. He wants to go full speed all the time. So you can maybe help you get healthier, help you make some adjustments. And then the fear, though, is you lose your rhythm, right? You lose your game rhythm because you're not playing a lot of games. So that's a concern. Obviously, we won't take – we're off Sunday, but that'll be our only off day this week to try to make sure we maintain our legs and our rhythm going into Saturday's game.
I look at this team in a way, Mick – and it has some of that grit and grind, that Memphis Grizzlies era where you just wear teams down and so much pride on the defensive end for your squad. The 15 turnovers you forced against Oregon State over the weekend, you only had 7 turnovers as a team. But I know that you're looking at those last couple minutes in the second half and thinking, how could we have done a better job of closing out this team? What do you think is going to be the remedy for that so that a team like the Beavers doesn't creep in and try to make themselves in a position to where they can win and you're able to just kind of once again close things out a little bit more demonstratively?
Yeah, I would say this, Brian, and you've brought it up a couple of times. I think you need to be careful in thinking that we're just not the juggernaut that you or I both want us to be. We're just not. You know, we're playing without our top recruit and we're playing without our best player. And we're in first place. So I think we just need to be happy. You know, I just, you know, it would be great to win games by 15 points in conference play. But I think what you got to look and see, a team like Michigan State's 2-6 and they're, you know, and they were preseason number one in the country. We need to just be happy, man, and just try to find a way to win. You know, the real answer is we haven't shot the ball. We didn't shoot the ball well. I mean, to give you a point blank answer, we missed layups. Cody missed layups. He doesn't miss. And we missed a lot of wide open shots. And then the previous two games, we had too many turnovers. You know, it just becomes a game of numbers, right? 14 turnovers in the two road games. So we did a better job of taking care of the ball, but we couldn't get the ball to go in. It's just, you know, Dave had a great move. He shot a little pull up at the foul line. It just rolled off the rim. Cody's missing one footers that he never misses. And, you know, we had a lot of good looks from the perimeter as well. Jaime had two unguarded threes. So, you just got to find a way to keep winning. You know, I think, you know, it would be great I know what you want. You know, trust me, I want the same thing. We're just not a juggernaut. You know, we're just got to keep finding a way to win games. Hopefully we can be productive on offense and make sure our defense is consistent, which we've done lately. It would be nice to be more consistent on offense as well. If we can keep not turning the ball over, I like our chances because we do have guys can shoot, right? That's one thing we got, Brian. We got guys can make shoot. You know, they don't, you know, I told them after the game, hey, we grinded it out. You know, we got to make sure we're taking open shots. We just got to make sure, you know, I'd rather save them for the next week because we didn't need them against Oregon State. So we're going to need them against SC.
Speaking of SC, when we return, more conversation with Cronin. We will look at where he wants to see his team succeed and how they're able to take things into consideration as far as the post presence and trying to tame the Trojans. Plus, why does Mick Cronin think all of you in your perception of Jalen Hill, why you're all wrong? That's coming up next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Yeah, I want to talk about SC now. The Trojans, just a game back in the loss column of you. A different looking team in a lot of ways from last year. A lot of transfers brought in. Obviously, they got the other Mobley brother coming in as a freshman. What are you expecting to see out there coming up on Saturday?
It's a different kind of game when you play them. Obviously, I see them a lot because I'm always scouting the team, you know, that we play, just played them, you know, on these road stand, you know, the road trips or the home stands. So they're our travel partners, so you see them quite a bit. And what happens to teams, you can execute your offense and you get the ball to the painted arc and you can't score because their size. Okay. You know, they're so big. They got the Mobley brothers and Goodwin. And Peterson's a big wing. Jake's teammate from high school, Max, is a big wing. So what I would say is, you know, you really haven't played anybody like this, where, you know, usually if you get the ball within 3 feet of the basket, you're going to score or get fouled. It's a great thing. Every coach wants to get the ball right to the front of the rim. The problem against them is that they eliminate that. So they have, you know, both the Mobley brothers are elite shot blockers. Evan is going to be the first or second pick in a draft. So not only do they block shots, so if you just look at their block shots, it doesn't tell the whole story. They change shots, and then people are even afraid to shoot. So, you know, it's really, really hard to score in the paint against them. So it puts a lot of pressure on your shot making. And you know, somehow you got to get some transition, right, so you can get some easy baskets. But the team, you know, the teams that have beat them, when Oregon State beat them, Silva was 6-for-7. Batty gave them trouble in the paint with his strength. So hopefully Cody can be effective. Because if you just shoot all jump shots, it's hard to win. But they're a unique team defensively.
We're talking with Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach, on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Final question on my end, Mick, is as it relates to that game against the Trojans, how would you like to see Jalen Hill become more effective? How would you like to establish him? You know how good he is. You've seen how much he can do in terms of contributing to this squad. How can this be an opportunity for him to regain that confidence that you know he has and that the teammates around him expect from him?
Yeah, I think, Brian, where you're, again, I disagree with you. I, you know, Jalen Hill is a great defender and rebounder. He's never been a scorer. So, I don't think that's where, you know, his value is for us. He does a great job finishing with Tiger, with drop-offs, offensive rebounds, lobs. You know, he's never been a true back-to-the-basket guy. He's still developing in that area. So he does things that don't show up in the stat sheet, right? He changes shots, doesn't just block them. If he's in there, his size, his defensive ability to switch. So he's a guy that I think that people need to realize, you can't look at the stat sheet to see his effectiveness. Okay. So I'm trying to give a coaching clinic here. The worst thing you can do with a guy like him is look at the stat sheet. That's not where his value comes into play. His value comes into play with his ability to switch on the guards defensively, protect the rim, provide athleticism, keep balls alive. Guys like him make a lot of money. And people probably say, well, you know, why? Well, because people don't throw him the ball. Like Tyson Chandler, who's from LA, as we know, never went to college. Guy played 20-something years in the NBA, and they never ran a play for him, not one. You know, but his value was in his size, his athleticism, his ability to affect the game in ways that don't still show up in the stat sheet. So I think it's really unfair when people judge Jalen, and I've tried to explain that to him, you need to worry about my opinion because I'm a basketball guy and supposedly a pretty good one.
Yes.
And, people like myself or, people, like Rob Pelinka and Lawrence Frank that run pro teams, you know, they understand the game and it's not all about stats.
One thing I've been anxious to get your opinion on. How did we get to a point in this season where coaches have gone dressing casual on the sidelines? I understand the reason why, but how did everyone get on the same page? And why didn't anyone tell Mark Fox about this? Because I saw him in a full suit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I never asked Foxy about that. He didn't start off that way. He started off the way we all are. You know, you got, it's just so unbelievable, guys. When you're walking out into an empty arena, so it feels kind of pointless to be, you know, for everybody to be carrying suits to games, to walk out into an empty arena and with a mask on, you know, and wearing a suit and a tie. It just seems, you know, kind of goofy. So that's my thinking on it anyway. I don't think we all got, you know, there wasn't like some big national meeting with coaches to answer your question, Nick, like, hey, you know, I think it's just kind of common sense. You know, literally you're walking out with 3 minutes to go. You're used to coming out, man. You hear the band, the cheerleaders, the crowds buzzing, and you walk out now and the gym's empty. So I give the kids nationwide, man, the kids a lot of credit because they're out there playing with, like, they're, you know, with everything they got in empty gyms. And the rest of the country doesn't have that. The rest of the country has fans at games. They have families. They have cheerleaders up in the stands, bands, stuff. We don't have anything out here. So I give, you know, all the kids, especially in the Pac-12, the West Coast college players, a lot of credit because they're playing just as hard, and we don't have some of the things from an atmosphere standpoint that, you know, when you turn on a game at Baylor and it's almost half full.
I will say, Mick, whatever apparel you are wearing, you are the best dressed in the arena, and that is...
Johnny O, baby. Brian, that's Johnny O, man. Yeah. Great Bruin, John O'Donnell.
Yes.
One of our tremendous graduates, John O'Donnell, started the Johnny O line. And obviously with our apparel switch, we're caught in the middle. And he stepped up from staff and had stuff special made for us. So so I do get a lot of, you know, people reach out, hey, man, I want that pullover. It's like, well, you know, we had, these were special made for us. So, you know, go on to Johnny O, Johnny O's website, and get them, and then just have the UCLA stuff put on there. That's what we, you know, that's what we've done.
I love it. Mick Cronin, thanks so much for your time. With Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. We love having you. Thank you again so much.
All right, guys. Great to see you.
Brian, how are we going to get our hands on some of this Johnny O gear? I don't know. We got to find a way. Got to find a way.
Yeah, no question. I think that the better friends we become with Mick Cronin, the more he might give us a gift or two. But obviously we want to do this as authentically as possible. Well, coming up next, two former UCLA football players bolstered their draft stock in a major way. We'll tell you why next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we heard you need help for your mom's birthday.
So, this year with COVID, we can't have a big party, but right. We were thinking of having a drive-by talent show where all of her friends and family can show appreciation for all that she does.
Well, Honda would like to help. We'll help you get all the supplies you need to put on that talent show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is going to love it. Helping out a helper. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today, we help surprise a mom. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Karen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, October 2020 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin football fans knew all along just how good Dimitri Felton and Osa Odighizuwa were, but the national media got a chance to see their stardom, and it took place this last week at the Senior Bowl. Osa had the most QB pressures with five in the Senior Bowl. Oh, and the Nick, there was what Dimitri Felton did, who was clocked at one practice at the Senior Bowl as the fastest receiver, 19.78 miles per hour, and the guy was catching passes, going deep, explosive plays. You can see the creativity that the NFL personnel are thinking about how they can use such a unique talent in Felton.
Yeah, whoever drafts these guys, they're going to be so happy, because with Felton, as we have seen, he's a guy you can put in the backfield, put in the slot, he can return kicks, anything you can do to put this guy in space, and he's going to do great things for you. And then for Osa, one thing that is not a wide commodity in the NFL is having that interior pass rusher. You know, there's only one Aaron Donald in the league, so I think Osa is going to have a big opportunity to create some great pressure up the middle for whatever team he's able to get to.
The Bruins are about to take on the Trojans on Saturday at Galen, and UCLA since 1998 is 33-20 against this Trojans team. How about another win? Let's add to the winning percentage. For Nick Cope, Tracy Murray, Trip Hurd, Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, Stephen Hartzell, UCLA Communications, and all those with Bruin Nation. I'm Brian Fenley. Again, tip time. Bruins and Trojans, Saturday at 7. Tune in for the fun.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.